USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that the night's prior face-off between President Trump and Vice President Biden showed the need for additional structure to the format to ensure a more orderly discussion. The commission saying it would announce new measures shortly, while also complimenting Chris Wallace of Fox News for his professionalism moderating the debate Tuesday night. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the campaign trail, taking part in a train tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Biden telling supporters,
"What I saw last night was all about him. He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them. I'll never forget."
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey announces the arrest of Deontay Lee Murray in relation to the ambush shooting of two deputies in Compton, California.
We've all seen the shocking surveillance video of the shooting and the heroic actions of the wounded female deputy as she drags her partner to safety. That video plus other compelling forensic evidence are the basis for this prosecution.
Murray said to be arraigned today in Compton. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia is calling on FBI Director Christopher Wray to resign. In a letter to Wray, Collins is accusing him of being unwilling or unable to bring accountability to the upper echelon of the FBI. Another player for the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID-19, adding to an outbreak that has caused the NFL to postpone the team's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI Director James Comey is testifying before the Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee regarding his role in Crossfire Hurricane. Comey and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz having this exchange.
Mr. Comey, I have the report right in front of me. Page 254 describes how the lawyer, specifically the words and not a source, had been inserted in the response, directly reversing what the CIA says. Was it practice in your FBI to fraudulently alter evidence that you submit to federal courts?
It was not the practice in the FBI to fraudulently alter anything that's presented to federal courts.
Well, it is difficult to say that an investigation that featured fraudulent evidence is competent and honest.
We are hearing from one of the Louisville police officers who was shot during last week's riots in the city. Major Aubrey Gregory describes what it was like that night.
It sounded like a whole magazine of maybe 15 rounds were fired at us, and then the gunfire stopped.
Gregory, shot in the hip, says he only holds the suspect responsible, Lorenzo Johnson.
To be shot by a single person, I don't hold the group responsible for what another person did, but I hold that person responsible.
Johnson, not charged with attempted murder, was only charged with wanton endangerment for firing his weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.